porch too.
Yeah, I heard of that, but there was, you had water in your skillet to make the poached egg. I think now, I never cooked a poached egg. I don't know how it
tastes. It's too soft going down, huh? Tastes like that old.
I've heard people talk about eating them, but I never did eat one. Poached eggs, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't have any grease about it.
Yeah.
It's just a natural raw egg, I'd call it.
What'd you have to eat with on the table?
Oh, knives and forks, spoons, just like we have now.
Oh, yeah, okay. We all had regular utensils. Would your mother ever try and... Yeah, would she have a garden where she'd keep things that she'd, she could put in something on the table, something to pretty the house up, that sort of thing?
No, didn't have anything like that.
Yeah. What would your wife use? She'd put flowers in what? Yeah.
Oh, she used, I had some of my flower junk right there. I don't know what you call it.
Did she make those?
No, they didn't give them to her for Christmas. That she had made them. Ms. Lason down there made them and gave them to her.
Those are pretty. You'd put water in a what? In a. You put flowers in water and the water would be in a.
In a vase. People, all I knew, have heard of called. You know, they used to have a. Well, it's kind of made like a lamp. A little at the top, and stick the flowers down and then pour water down and keep them alive. For so long a time, then they have to throw them out, put some more in there.
Yeah. She'd go out to the garden and...
Pick them some, put them seven in there on the table, and first one place another.
Yeah. Now, did y'all have something that you might keep to put the dishwater and things in, where you could feed the... Hog.
No, I pour it out there to the hog, from where they had hog. Just pour it in the trough, they call it.
No, well, you carry it out there in what?
When after you through washing dishes, just carry it out there.
How would you, did you have something that you kept nearby where you throw all the...
Yeah, had something you throw all the peelings and the hulls and off potatoes and stuff like that, you know. And you take
that,
all...
That was
that's what you call slop.
You keep that in the...
Give that to the hogs.
Yeah. Your container was a...
Oh, well, a bucket, a...
Slop bucket.
Slop bucket, a barrel, a keg, just anything you had to put it in.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, talking about hogs, do y'all get any of those hogs that grow up wild here?
Uh-uh. No, I ain't got no wild hogs here.
Some of them, what do they call those things?
Tushes?
Yeah. And you ever get a hog mad? When you get them mad, what happens there?
I don't know. I ain't no fool with them. Get them mad.
The stuff that stands up on the back of their...
That's bristles.
Yeah.
That's just like a dog. You see some dogs, the hair will hurt them that way when they're mean or bad or something. That's what they call bristles, I guess. All I call them.
Now back to buildings on the farm and things like that. I wanted Aunt to talk to me some about those things. Can you tell me where you keep your tools and things like that? Maybe you'd have a building.
No, back in them days you just had them set out in the open.
What about where you keep other animals? Like you said, you kept the cows, horses.
Yeah, we had a barn for them.
Yeah.
They'd had a shed around here. That's where you kept your corn out there. Had a shed all around for the barn where the mules were staying.
And did you have a place where all the animals might roam around